joining.
Thanks, Mark, for bringing us those things. I've got a few verses to read to you from Psalm 18. It's actually verses 25 to 31. I'm reading from the New International Version. This is what it says. To the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. To the pure, you show yourself pure. But to the devious, you show yourself shrewd. You save the humble, but bring those low whose eyes are haughty. You, Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against the troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The Lord's word is flawless. He shields all who take refuge in him. For who is God beside the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? Very fitting with the songs that we've been singing this morning about God being a rock, and a rock that's got a place for us. Just to read a couple of verses from the Message version. In verse 30, it puts it like this. What a God! His road stretches straight and smooth. Every God direction is road tested. God's way is perfect. That's what it tells us. When it says perfect, what it means is it's sound. There's no inconsistencies in it. It's not got any flaws in it. You know, when people look for a diamond, they look for something that hasn't got flaws in it. If it's got a flaw in it, it's considered as less value. But if it's there, with no flaws in it, that's perfect. And that's what it's saying God's word's like. About 5.5 years ago, I know because it was my birthday, I got a new toy. I got a sat nav. And shortly after that, we were going on holiday. And the place we were going was just outside Amble, near Alan. I nearly said it there. It's actually spelled Alanwick, but it's pronounced Annie. And it's fairly easy to get to be honest. It's straight up the A1. You take one junction off, follow the main road, and you're there. But it was a new toy, so I flung the sat nav in. And it came with one of those RDS sensors that tells you the updated version of what's happening with the traffic. And as I said, didn't really need it because it was two roads and fairly straightforward. But we plugged it in, and you know, as I'm driving along looking at my new shiny sat nav, I'm thinking, oh, this is great, telling me to stay on the A1. Anyway, as we're going along, I knew what junction we had to come off at, but suddenly the display on the sat nav changed and it told me to turn left. I thought, well, that's stupid. This isn't the junction. So it carried straight off. And then it starts doing its recalculation, and again, it told me to turn left off the A1. And there were other little symbols coming up, and because it was brand new, I really no idea what they meant. But as I looked ahead, I saw the traffic starting to build up. And just as we're getting to the turning off point left, the traffic had almost come to a halt. It just crept a little bit further, and I thought, well, yeah, I'm definitely going to follow it now, and I turned off left. And that was when the sat nav dream kicked in. Because it took us on this, well, we come off the A1, and suddenly we're on a B road. That's quite a narrow B road, and it got narrower. Then it started taking us left and right, and at one point we were literally on a farm track. And we went, it looked like a farmer's backyard. We actually went through the middle of the farm. I'm thinking, I hope this thing knows that it's taking us, because I have absolutely no idea where we're going. Anyway, we followed this on for a little bit further, and suddenly we popped out back onto the A1. And the A1, on our side of the road, was totally deserted. There wasn't a car inside. Turned out afterwards to have been an accident, and the A1 was shut completely. But because of the RDS, you know, they get the information, tell you it's blocked, and you can get out and around it. I couldn't see what was happening until the traffic started building up, but the sat nav knew well in advance. If I'd have taken that first left turn, that's right, well, possibly not, no, and even missed the build up of traffic. But I had to follow the directions. And those directions were good. A sat nav dream. I've had the sat nav nightmare where it tells you to turn left, right, and whatever, and the road's getting narrower and narrower. And eventually, come to this bridleway that you can't fit your car down with the sat nav saying go straight ahead. You know, so it's not perfect. But it says God's directions are perfect. And God's directions are like that sat nav dream. They don't let you down. God can see ahead, just like the RDS on the sat nav can see ahead. And he knows the path to steer. He knows the right way to go. Doesn't always make sense. When I was following those instructions and that sat nav, and as I say, going through the backyard, you're thinking, I can't even turn around here. It's that narrow, I can't even get the right way, you know, around. If anything happens, I'm going to have to reverse all the way back up here. And if something else had been coming, we'd have been stuck. But God's word is perfect, and it never lets us down. He sees ahead what we can't see, and he plans accordingly. In the Message version it says, every God direction is road tested. Because we've actually got to put our trust in something that we don't know. But David says, every direction has already been road tested. Because let's face it, there's a lot at stake here. It's your life. And what God's word is saying is, put your life in my hands. Now that's a risk, because you only get one chance. But what David's saying is, this direction, or God's directions, are road tested. You know, you can see adverts, and adverts for things are biased, because it's the manufacturer or the seller or whoever is telling you and wanting you to buy. So they're biased. They're going to make some profit out of it. You know, the latest thing for the kitchen, the best car ever, this bed, this new gadget or whatever, it's the best thing ever. You know, you'll never beat it. It's tremendous. Well, that's a biased report, isn't it? But what about if a friend recommends it? How about if somebody you know says, I've tried that, I've had it, and it's good. You know, you might want some work going on a house or whatever, and somebody recommends somebody to do the work. You're not relying on a biased comment, you're relying on a recommendation. And these days, with the internet, you can get tests on virtually anything. If you want to know how something is, just have a quick look at and you can see loads and loads of reviews. And from that, you can get an idea that, yeah, this really is right. And one of the best things of all is, of course, a money-back guarantee. Try it yourself. You can try it for a month, and if you're not happy, you get all your money back. You can't really beat that. And in Psalm 34, verse 8, it says this. Taste and see that the Lord is good. He's on offer. He's making himself available. Taking up his word. He's here, and he's saying, give it a try. So we have that sort of money-back guarantee, if you like, but we also have countless people down the ages. This is not some flash in the pan. This is not something that's here today, gone tomorrow kind of thing. But before David, people had tried God's way. David tried God's way. Countless people down the ages between David and us have tried God's way. And there's people in this room who've tried God's way and say, there's nothing better. We're prepared to put God to the test. The turn of trumps. He's the one that gives us the money back guarantee. He's the one whose direction is pure, flawless, sound. He's the one that we can rely on with the most valuable thing that we've got, our life.